Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and every week I'll be talking about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is going to get a little cheesy, or rather, the topic is dairy. This includes all the white stuff from a cow's udders that we drink straight, or well, really, at the very least, refrigerated, or separated into cream and skimmed milk, soured into yogurt, or even, amazingly still, aged into all the varieties of cheese we like. Many people find they can't digest dairy products very well to the point they can get very disabling illness, and these folks should continue to avoid dairy if that's the case. Many others of us, however, may find a lot of positive things about dairy. Probably the first one that comes to mind is calcium. And sure enough, you'd be hard-pressed to find another food that has more calcium in it than dairy. Calcium, of course, is very important for our bones. But also, our bodies use this mineral to balance the pH in our blood, which becomes acidic easily from meat and grains, where we get a big proportion of our calories from. So our bones act as a storage depot for calcium to be used as a balancer for our blood pH. And presumably, our bones could get brittle faster if we don't keep replenishing this calcium in some way. As a side note, vegetables also act as a pH buffering in general, even beyond their calcium content. So here we have another reason to eat your veggies. While saturated fat is mostly seen as a dangerous thing to limit, some studies suggest dairy fat may not be as dangerous as the fat of red meat. Most of us know that yogurt can supply us with beneficial bacteria for our intestines, such as Acidophilus. This segues into a recently discovered tidbit about a relatively obscure vitamin, K, which we consider important for blood clotting. Well, now we know there's a K1 and a K2. K1 is found in leafy greens, but K2, amazingly, is just about only found in cheese in the Western diet. K2 has been found to lower risk of some cancers. We also can make K2 in our intestines, so still another reason to have the right balance of bacteria in there. Another recently discovered beneficial fat, CLA, can be found in milk, and at much higher levels in cows fed predominantly grass. CLA seems to prevent cancer and cardiovascular disease. Well, this was another Nature's Remedies with Dr. Tim Hagney, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.